ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 18. Opening New Doors in Japan.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Japanese Part 101. こんにちは皆さん。こんにちはピーターさん。
こんにちはナオミ先生。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。 In this lesson, you learn the usage of verbs meaning to break and to begin in Japanese.
Right. Which are 壊れる and 始まる。
Where does this conversation take place?
101テレビ局の前。
In front of 101 TV station.
男の人が歩に話しかけます。
A man speaks to 歩。
2人は丁寧に話しています。
They're using formal Japanese. Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
Okay.Let's listen to the conversation.
Next is 101 TV station. 101 TV station. The door opens.ドアが閉まります。
すみません。落としましたよ。
え？
カバンから財布が落ちましたよ。はい、これ。
あ、ありがとうございます。え？シン？
はい、違いますけど。じゃあ。
おはよう、歩む。歩む？歩む。
え？ああ、渡る。おはよう。
何してるの？会議が始まるよ。急いで。
あ、うん。もしかして、あの人は私がこの前病院で見た人？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
次は101テレビ局前。101テレビ局前。ドアが開きます。ドアが閉まります。
すみません。落としましたよ。
え？
カバンから。財布が落ちましたよ。はい、これ。
あ、ありがとうございます。え、しん。
はい、違いますけど。じゃあ。
おはよ、あゆむ、あゆむ、あゆむ。
え、ああ。渡る、おはよう。
何しているの？会議が始まるよ。急いで。
あ、うん。もしかして、あの人は、私が、この前、病院で見た人。
今度は、英語が入ります。
次は101テレビ局前。101テレビ局前。
The next stop is 101 TV station. 101 TV station.
ドアが開きます。
The doors will now open.
ドアが閉まります。
The doors will now close.
すみません。落としましたよ。
Excuse me. You dropped this.
え？
Huh?
カバンから財布が落ちましたよ。
You dropped this wallet out of your bag.
はい、これ。
Here you are.
あ、ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
え、 芯？
は？芯？
はい、違いますけど。じゃあ。
I'm sorry. I think you're mistaken. If you'll excuse me.
おはよう、あゆむ。
Morning, あゆむ。
あゆむ？
あゆむ？
あゆむ。
あゆむ。
え？ああ、わたる。おはよう。
は？おう、わたる。Good morning.
何してるの？
What are you doing?
会議が始まるよ。急いで。
The meeting is going to start. Hurry up.
あ、うん。
Oh, right.
もしかして、あの人は私がこの前病院で見た人？
Could it be that that person is the person I saw at the hospital the other day?
Naomi sensei.ドアが開きます。Is that correct? It's not ドアが開きます。
ああ、両方正しいです。Both are correct. Both 開きます and 開きます mean to open. And when they're used to talk about doors, they basically mean the same thing.
I see. See, what I usually hear in announcements though is ドアが開きます。
ああ、そうですか。Is that right? I've never noticed it.Speaking of announcements, 日本の電車やバスのアナウンスって聞きやすいですよね。
So you asked, the announcements on trains and buses are pretty easy to understand. Yeah, I guess so. Most of them are pre-recorded and they come with a translation in English.
あ、そうそう、そうなんですよね。だからビギナーには嬉しいですよね。訳があって勉強できますからね。
So it's Japanese beginner friendly.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I can see that. The translations can be useful for studying. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is?
テレビ局
TV station.
テレビ局テレビ局
Next.
カバン
Bag.
カバンカバン
Next.
会議
Meeting. Conference.
会議会議
Next.
急ぐ
To hurry, to rush.
急ぐ急ぐ
Next.
もしかして
Perhaps, possibly.
もしかしてもしかして
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi sensei.
はい。
The first word we'll look at is
カバン
Bag. Now, Naomi sensei.You can also say bag for bag, right?
そうですね。
So, would you say they're interchangeable?
According to the dictionary, yes. はい、そうです。Interchangeable です。でも、my image of bag is rather small and fashionable. なんか、people usually use カバン for a bag that is relatively big and heavy, you know?Maybe one made of leather and has kind of classic design. I don't know. Anyway, that is my image.
Yeah, I have no idea when it comes to bags.
そうね。You have no interest in bags or カバン。
I'm muddy. But so we'll take your word for it.
はい。
Okay, next.
会議
Meeting, conference.
The katakana word, meeting, is also used to mean meeting.To me, 会議 sounds more formal and serious than meeting.
I agree. Generally speaking, the word 会議 refers to a relatively big meeting, right? Where people have a discussion to decide something. But the word meeting tends to be used for a relatively small meeting. I guess, in some cases, sharing information with workers.
あ、そうね。上手な説明ですね。Good explanation. その通りだと思います。I think you're exactly right.
まあね。I agree. Okay, what's the last one?
もしかして。
Perhaps. Could it be? By any chance? Maybe. This is often used as a prelude before presenting one's guess.
そうですね。Here's a sample sentence. もしかして、ピーターさんですか?
I may be wrong, but are you Peter? On to the grammar point. The focus of this lesson is the usage of the two verbs 始まる, meaning to begin or to start, and Kowareru, meaning to break.
You must memorize these two verbs right now.
I like that. Right now. Now, can we hear them one more time? To begin is?
始まる.
To break is?
壊れる.
Now, here's a sample sentence for 始まる.
会議が始まる.
The meeting begins. The meeting is going to begin.
In this case, who starts the meeting is not important. We are just focusing on the fact that the meeting begins.
Notice that the thing that begins, the thing that starts, in this case, 会議, meeting, was marked by the particle が.
Right. 会議が始まる.
The meeting begins. The meeting is going to begin. Now, how do you say the summer vacation begins or the summer vacation starts? As in, the summer vacation starts now.
Okay, summer vacation is 夏休み.
The thing that begins has to be marked by が. So,
夏休みが始まる.
Summer vacation starts. How do you say school started?
School is 学校, and started is 始まった. So, 学校が始まった.
Okay, listeners, listen and repeat in Japanese. School started.
学校が始まった.
Again, say school started in Japanese.
学校が始まった.
On to the next word.
壊れる.
To break. 壊れる simply means something breaks.
Right. Who broke it is not important, so it's not mentioned.
How do you say the car breaks or the car is going to break?
車が壊れる.
Notice that the thing that breaks is marked by the particle が. Who or what breaks the car is not mentioned. Okay, how do you say the computer broke?
Computer is computer.
The thing that breaks is marked by が. So?
コンピューターが.
The past form of?
壊れる.
To break is?
壊れた.
So?
コンピューターが壊れた.
Okay, listen and repeat. The computer broke.
コンピューターが壊れた.
Okay, say the computer broke in Japanese.
コンピューターが壊れた.
Okay, for this lesson, some of you may have some really important questions. Now, I don't want to scare you with grammatical terms, but these verbs, 始まる and 壊れる, are intransitive verbs.
そうですね. There's a detailed write-up about what an intransitive verb is and how to use it. So, 読んでくださいね.
Definitely take some time to read this because transitive and intransitive verbs are very important to Japanese.
Right.
Japanese in particular.
Mm.
So reading this will help you get a good understanding, and this will really help you in your studies.
はい、そう思います。
That's going to do it.
じゃあまた!
テレビ局前。 ドアが開きます。 ドアが閉まります。
すみません。 落としましたよ。
え?
カバンから財布が落ちましたよ。 はい、これ。
あ、ありがとうございます。 え? 芯?
はい? 違いますけど。 じゃあ。
おはよう、歩む。 歩む? 歩む。
え? ああ、渡る。 おはよう。
何してるの? 会議が始まるよ。 急いで。
もしかして、あの人は私がこの前病院で見た人?